Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I came up with the list, in my opinion, of the biggest sports stories. Most of them are New York, but some are not New York.
Okay.
From 2024. And you tell me what you remember about it and if you think it qualifies to be on this list. And it's not a big list. I only got like 8 or 9 of them here, okay?
Okay.
I got number one, and I start with football because it was an overtime Super Bowl on CBS, and it was, of course, the Chiefs beating the 49ers. And, I mean, it's an overtime Super Bowl, for God's sakes. We haven't seen that very often. Deserved to be on the list, and where were you when that game? Did you watch that game, or where were you party? What's the cologne situation for the Super Bowl?
Does it deserve to be on the list? I'm
52. Really?
Yeah.
Chiefs beating the Niners in overtime in a Vegas Super Bowl? No. Really?
I don't know. I didn't walk away from it like, oh my God, I can't believe the game went to overtime. Like, there's
Patrick
two
Mahomes.
Really, really good teams who went the distance. I wasn't surprised by that. Where was I? I was in my house. I had a hell of a spread. Had about 40 people over. And when we do our Super Bowl.
You poo-pooed it.
I definitely did.
Damn. All right, forget it. That's off the list. All right. Do you guys agree off the list?
I would put it as an overtime. Even though it's not the first overtime
Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl overtime.
It's a pretty great game.
Yeah, it was a great game, but it wasn't like we were surprised that the outcome.
Willie's right about that part.
Yeah,
we expected it to be a good game.
It's like when two prize fighters go to distance and they
some people call me negative Nelly. Okay,
the ending also, I think when it happened, I feel like it was anticlimactic, if I remember correctly.
It wasn't. It was a
fine. It's off the list. You've made your point.
I made it your list, Jerry. You can't get upset when people have opinions. You're asking. Yes.
You have this Met one, I think, lined up for me. Now I could go with a couple of others, but I will tell you, watching this game, and then I had to get in the car for this specific moment, listening to this play in Atlanta, doubleheader day, last game of the season. Mets need to get into the postseason and the playoffs. One of the biggest swings in Mets history.
Johnson ready. His first pitch to Lindor. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit right center. Harris going back. It's on the way. It is gone. End of the Braves bullpen in right center field. Francisco Lindor has an MVP moment. Whether he wins one or not, he has just put the Mets back on top. 8-7.
All right, and that was that game was crazy. 6 different ways. Huge win for the Mets. Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Radio. That's on the list, and I'm not even listening to you guys if you say it's not.
You can't have
take
a list.
That and shove
ask
it.
People for opinions.
I'm
and
not
take,
no,
and don't want to have feedback.
So these
I don't
three,
understand this.
I will tell you, actually, the next 4, you don't get an opinion. They're on the list.
I feel like you should have vetted the list to me before you came up with the list.
I gotta be honest. I'm the one here at 4 a.m. I made the list.
I right. Gotta text you.
You could have. That's you probably still sleeping at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Schematics.
You could make a top 10 list of all baseball moments from this year.
But that's not what I wanted to do.
I mean, that was significant. I mean, the Mets started horrible in April last year. They're talking about selling in July.
Oh, 100%.
And for them to rally with
that
type of...
That game in and of itself was one of the most... It had so many ebbs and flows. And, oh my God, they blew it. Oh my God, they blew it. You got to be kidding me. Edwin Diaz, good Lord. And it was just... It was a hell of a game, and it put them into the postseason, and Met fans everywhere were just, you know, going bonkers. I got 2 more Met ones because you have to keep it on this.
Are you asking for our opinions, or we're just
nope.
Going to listen? Okay.
Are we strapped
well,
in? We're strapped
because
in
if it doesn't,
list,
if it doesn't
no
belong on
from
the
anybody
list.
Here.
No, because if these don't belong on the list, your opinion's stupid. All right, the next one. Take me to Milwaukee Zoo. Pete Alonso had a really difficult season, as we know, but boy, oh boy, he did a... Had a pretty big at-bat against the Brewers.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a 3-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him.
I mean, he gives you chills. Again, Howie on Mets Radio. Any thoughts, Willie? And that was pretty good.
Definitely don't have chills.
Well, you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Your moment's coming in a second. And then the last one, obviously it ended with the losing to the Dodgers. But before that, you remember another big at-bat from Francisco Lindor in the NLDS against the Phillies.
2-1 to Lindor. Now the pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam into the Phillies bullpen in right center field. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-1. They were famished for the big hit all night. And Francisco Lindor just provided a feast. Mets 4, Phillies 1 here in the sixth inning.
And no disrespect to anybody else, but the fact that Howie's on all those calls is just phenomenal. So there you go.
You don't have to say anything.
I won't.
I know you're not. But I will.
I appreciate the
have
moment.
At it with this one. So far, all kidding aside, you guys poo-pooed the Super Bowl. And those three baseball ones, pretty good. Now,
I'm not mad at the baseball one. The football one, I think we're all in agreement. We're just not surprised the way it ended.
In overtime. Pretty good. But that's off the list. I already crossed it off the list. Now, this one is going to be on your list.
I'm just upset that you feel like our take isn't good.
Well, it's fine. It's your take.
Okay.
Now, this, I know, while he's not going to be with you any longer, I understand that. This was pretty cool in the moment in Cleveland for your Yankees.
Mm.
And the 1-2 swung on, a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone! A 3-run home run. The Yankee bench comes on the field. Wow, what a Soto photo. A long, high, high fly to deep right center and out. He's wonderful. Marvelous.
That's good. So that's
a
John.
3-run blast.
Soto baby. That's good. That to me was a great Yankee.
I do
moment.
Remember watching that, and I do remember my wife going, "That's my mother effing Soto."
And well, he's not anymore.
Right. I remember
she's a
my
Yankee
wife
fan.
Who I turned into a Yankee fan when she arrived here in New York, and she loved Soto. She just loved
now I get it.
The moxie, the flair, the Understood. Cockiness, the stare down on the pitchers. And then that shot, she jumped up. It was like, that's my mother.
It really was, man. Why that moment was pretty
was huge.
Pretty incredible. Another one on the list, but no one wants to hear about it in New York. But all kidding aside, the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam, Game 1 of the World Series for the Dodgers was a hell of a moment. That's got to be on the list. I put down just simply the name from last year, Caitlin Clark. I mean, just Caitlin Clark hysteria all over the...
Yes.
I mean, you can't tell the story of 2024 sports without her. You just
100%,
can't.
100%. As much as, you know, that woman's dream team and everything they meant for women's basketball, what Caitlin Clark was able to do this year single-handedly.
Packs every arena she's in.
She had grown men turning off whatever they love to watch to see her play.
You're 100% right. She, like, I hate to say it, but... in ways bigger than the sport.
100%.
But also elevating the sport to where they're making more money, bigger TV contracts, so everybody does benefit from her success as well. The Knicks beating the Sixers in the playoffs, I thought was a... obviously, this is specific to New York, this one, because there's other great basketball moments. But them beating Philly, with or without Embiid being healthy, was up around here for sure. I know we don't talk a lot of hockey, but this stays within the whole Garden family of the Knicks and the Rangers. The Chris Kreider hat trick, when it looked like the Hurricanes were going to come back from 0-3 down, and that third period he had was unbelievable. And I know we're running out of time, but the other one I had to put down here, it's a weird moment from 2024, but the same way I say you kind of can't tell the story without Caitlin Clark, Scottie Scheffler getting arrested the morning of the PGA Championship and then teeing off later in the day and playing in the event was a bizarre
Didn't they have
sports
photos
story.
Of the guy on top of the car, the cop?
I think there were certain amateur videos, phone videos. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
all
who was the reporter that was actually there? Was it Fowler? Somebody was there for the scene.
Oh, yeah, there were guys there.
And there was a report that, I guess, Scheffler was like, man, please help me, while the guy was getting walked away in cuffs. I think there's a video recording of that.
I mean, just bizarre.
Which is nuts.
Yes. And then I could end it. I don't know if you saw this story. Scheffler is going to miss the first handful of tournaments, I believe, because Christmas night he sliced his hand cutting food at the dinner table. I don't know if you see that kind of went under. I don't think people really saw that story. That was just the other day.
That's nuts.
Yeah, because I think he was going to be in Kapalua or wherever they play those tournaments. This used to be the Sony Open. They play the first two events in Hawaii. I think he's out of them because of his hand.
What was he, chopping cheese?
So, I don't know what he was doing, but, you know, people cutting do some stupid things. So there you go. Those are my lists of highlights and moments. You clearly didn't like all of them. I do. I thought they were pretty good.
I think you should have just asked me. We could have collaborated on
it. All right, so you have a couple of minutes. Tell me what I missed on the other side.
Everything.